We will start then. So, before we read, we will pray. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for his coming to this earth. And it is really amazing to stop and think that the one who created the world was actually the one who heaven to earth and to live among men and to give his life a ransom for sin. So we thank thee for the message of the gospel and that it has reached our ears. We pray that help would be given in this message and that Christ would be exalted and pointed out. And so we look to thee for the needs of the day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So our first reading is going to be in Matthew chapter 9. And I've been thinking of the Lord Jesus and his reference to sheep having no shepherd and him being the shepherd.
Sa ating unang babasahin po ay makikita po natin sa Matthew chapter 9. At amin pong iniisip sa araw na ito ang mga tupa na walang mga pastor at ang pastor ng mga tupa.
So our first reading is in Matthew 9, and we're actually going to read verse 35, so 35 and 36. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
So did you read 35, teacher?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So babasahin po natin ang Matthew 9, 35 and 36. Sa Tagalog po, at nililibot ni Jesus ang lahat ng mga bayan at mga nayon na nagtuturo sa mga sinagoga nila at ipinangaral ang ebanghelyo ng kaharian at pinagagaling ang sari-saring sakit at ang sari-saring karamdaman. Verse 36, datapwat ng makita niya ang mga karamihan ay nahabag siya sa kanila sapagkat pawang nangahahapis at nangangalait na gaya ng mga tupa na walang pastor.
And our second reading is in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15 and verse number three, and Jesus spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me. For I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance.
Okay, basahin po natin sa Luke 15, verse 3 hanggang 7. At sinalita niya sa kanila ang talinghagang ito na sinasabi, Verse 4, ang tao sa inyo na kung mayroong isang daang tupa at mawala ang isa sa mga yaon ay hindi iiwan ang 99 sa ilang at hahanapin ang nawala hanggang sa ito'y kanyang masumpungan. Verse 5, at pagka nasumpungan niya ay pinapasan niya sa kanilang balikat na natutuwa. Verse 6, at pag-uwi niya sa tahanan, ay titipunin niya ang kanyang mga kaibigan at ang kanyang mga kapitbahay na sasabihin sa kanila, Makipagkatuwa kayo sa akin, sapagkat nasumpungan ko ang aking tupang nawala. Verse 7, sinasabi ko sa inyo na gayon ding magkakatuwa sa langit dahil sa isang makasalanang nagsisisi kaysa 99 na taong matutuwid na di nangagkakailangang magsisi.
Okay, and Luke chapter 19. I don't know if any of the children are listening, but if they remember tomorrow, if they see me, what I spoke on, I'll have another set of rockets for them. I don't know if they're in the background or not. If they can remember what I was speaking on, I'll have some more for them. Okay, so two more verses. One verse in Luke chapter 19, verse number 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Luke chapter 19 verse 10 sa Tagalog po, sapagkat ang anak ng tao ay naparito upang hanapin at iligtas ang nawala.
Okay, and our last verse is John chapter 10. And verse number 11. And it says, and this is the Lord Jesus speaking, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Sa Tagalog po, sa John 10 and 11, ako ang mabuting pastor. Ibinibigay ng mabuting pastor ang kanyang buhay dahil sa mga tupa.
Okay, so we've been looking, obviously what I've been thinking of today is a shepherd and sheep.
So ito po ating binasa ngayon ay pinagbubulay-bulayan po namin ang tungkol sa mga tupa at sa pastor.
One of the things that I noticed as I was thinking of this, I was just thinking of this more this morning, and we read in Matthew chapter 9 that Jesus was moved with compassion.
At nung binasa po natin sa umagang ito, pinagbubulay-bulayan namin na nung nabasa po namin ang Matthew 9 and 36, si Jesus po ay nahabag o nagkaroon ng habag sa mga tao.
And in fact, I was looking it up, compassion is mentioned with the Lord Jesus probably at least 15 times in the New Testament.
At kung binaba at nung amin pong tinignan o pinag-aralan ang salitang habag, ay ito po'y lumabas sa English version po ng 15 or 15 times o 15 bilang sa New Testament or sa Bagong Tipan.
Go to the Old Testament, I didn't count, but it is mentioned a number of times again in relation to the Lord.
At sa ating pong sa Lumang Tipan po, ang ito po ay nabibilang ng mga ilang ulit din o makabilang beses patungkol sa ating Panginoon.
And in the Old Testament, it uses expressions like the Lord is full of compassion or having great compassion.
At sa Lumang Tipan po, nabanggit po doon na ang Panginoon po ay punong-puno ng habag or may habag.
And so, what is compassion? We don't maybe use that word a lot. What is compassion?
At so kung ano nga po ba ang ibig sabihin ng habag sa Tagalog or sa Ingles?
And so we might say that compassion is feeling sorry for somebody.
Maaring masasabi natin na ang habag po ay ang kaawaan ng isang tao.
But it is actually a stronger word than that.
Ngunit ito ang compassion po or habag po ay meron pa pong mabigat na ibig sabihin nito. or may malakas na na meaning.
And so, for example, if I was walking on the side of the road and I saw David down in the ditch, stuck in the ditch, I might look and say, ah, poor David, and keep on walking.
At sa katulad po sa isang pagkakataon na kung si Kuya David po ay nahulog sa don't know the Tagalog of ditch. nahulog po siya sa gilid ng kalsada, sa malalim na parte ng gilid ng kalsada ay na, at nakita po ito ni Teacher Darrell, ay naawa po siya nito at sasabihin niya, oh, kawawa naman si David. Ngunit hindi niya po ito titignan lamang niya po ito.
And so I might feel sorry for somebody and not do anything about it though.
At maaaring makaramdam po ng awa si Teacher Darrell doon sa kanya, ngunit wala po siyang gagawin dito.
But if I have compassion and I see David in a bad situation, I'm going to not only be sorry, but I am going to be compelled. I'm going to have a strong desire to do something and I will act.
Ngunit kung si Teacher Darrell po ay mayroong awa or habag or compassion po or habag sa Tagalog, ay maaaring may gagawin po siya nito upang matulungan siya.
And so when we have just read of compassion as a characteristic of the Lord Jesus Christ, not only did he feel sorry, he was moved to do something about it.
At kung babasahin nga po natin ng compassion or titignan ng ibig sabihin nito ay may hahambing po natin ito sa isang ugali, isa sa mga ugali ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo na hindi lamang po siya, hindi lamang niya po kakaawaan ng mga tao, ngunit may gagawin siya or may ginawa siya upang matulungan sila.
And so that is the first point of this message, that Jesus, he saw the crowds around and he was filled with compassion.
Kaya nga po nung ating pong binasa ang istorya sa Matthew ay nakita po ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo na siya po ay nahabag at siya ay may ginawa upang matulungan sila.
And so as the people listened to the Lord Jesus, maybe they looked normal, but he could see into their hearts and he could see the great need of the hearts of the men and women.
Nung nakita po niya ang Panginoong Hesus, nakita po niya ang mga tao, ay sila po ay mga ordinaryong tao lamang, ngunit ang Panginoon nga po ay nakikita niya kung ano ang niloloob ng kanilang mga puso o kung ano ang nasa kanilang puso.
I don't know if you've ever stopped to think about it, but sometimes I stop and think, why did the Lord come from heaven to this earth? Why did Jesus come?
At kung ating pong pagbubulay-bulayan o isipin, marami pong beses na po natin siyang naririnig at maaaring may matanong natin sa ating mga isipan na bakit nga ba naparito ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo, ang ating Panginoong Hesus? Bakit siya ba nagpunta dito? Ano ang kanyang dahilan?
We could go to places in the Old Testament and we could show you that there were times where the Lord made a brief appearance on earth.
At pupunta po, kung titignan po natin sa mga lumang tipan, may mga pagkakataon po na nabanggit po siya sa mga salita nila o sa mga na mababasa natin sa lumang tipan ang pagdating ng ating Panginoong Hesus.
Why would he actually be born as a baby? That he would take on a body and grow up. Why did he do that?
At kung bakit siya ipinanganak na isang sanggol at siya ay lumaki bilang isang tao.
Well, in the second place that we have read in Luke chapter 15, the Lord Jesus tells the story of a shepherd.
At sa ating pong binasa sa Luke 15, ang Panginoong Hesus po ay kanya pong pinanggit sa kanyang mga salita ang isang tungkol sa isang pastor para sa mga tupa.
And there the Lord Jesus, he is telling stories about lost things. And in this story, it is a lost sheep.
At sa kabanatang pong ito ay pinabanggit po ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo ang mga nawawalang bagay. At sa pagkakataong ito sa ating binasa, sa unang mga parte, ay ang nawawalang tupa, ang pagkawala ng isang tupa.
And in the story, there's 100 sheep, but one of them is missing. And what is the shepherd going to do?
At sa ating pong binasa sa istorya nito ay meron pong isang daang tupa, ngunit meron pong isa ang nawala. At ano kaya ang gagawin ng pastor?
And in the little story, the shepherd leaves the safety of the fold and he goes out into the wilderness.
At sa pagkakataong yon, ang pastor po ay umalis sa kanyang kinaroroonan o sa kanyang pahingaan at siya po ay pumunta sa kasulok-sulukan ng kinaroroonan o ng kanyang pinagpapastulan.
And the idea is that he searches. He searches in the high places. He searches in the low places. He looks everywhere he can, trying to find the sheep.
At ang idea po ay siya po ay umalis. At siya po ay naghanap ng naghanap. At hindi siya po tumigil na maghanap. Kahit saan man siya mapunta, makita lamang niya ang isang tupang nawawala.
I remember one time a few years ago, I was traveling, I got home, and my dog was missing.
At naalala po ni Teacher Daryl sa nung isang siya po ay umalis at siya po ay bumalik at nawala ang kanyang aso.
And I took my four-wheeler and I went back through the woods and I climbed over trees with the four-wheeler and went through brooks. I was trying to find my dog that was lost.
At ginawa niya po kanyang makakaya, siya po ay pumunta sa kalagitnaan ng bundok o sa mga kakahuyan at siya po ay umakyat din po ng puno at tumawid ng mga dalampasigan, makita lamang po niya ang kanyang aso.
And I couldn't find her until a neighbor had put a post on Facebook that they had found this dog in a field.
At may isa po siyang kapitbahay na kinuhanan ng litrato ang kanyang aso at ipinost po ito sa Facebook at siya po ay naroon sa kanyang kapitbahay.
And so do you suppose that I just said, okay, the dog's been found, they can look after it, never, we're all good?
At sabi na po na okay, hayaan ko na lang na nakita na nila ang aso, so hayaan ko na sila na lang ang mag-alaga sa kanya.
Well, you'd say, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to go get the dog. And I did. I went and got her. She was sick. And I picked her up and I put her in the car and I carried her. I took her home.
So nung nakita niya po niya ito na kung ano saan ang kinaroroonan ng kanyang aso, ay pumunta po siya at ang aso po ay may sakit. So kanya po itong kinuha, hinagkan or kanya pong kinarga ito at isinama niya po ito sa kanyang bahay.
Well, in this story that the Lord Jesus told, there were no Facebook posts. Nobody said, here's the lost sheep. The shepherd looked and looked and looked until he found the lost sheep.
At sa pagkakataong pong ito sa ating nabasa, ang pastor po, nung panahon na yon, panahon pa po ng hindi ko alam, or kopong-kopong, wala pa pong Facebook noon. So, ang nangyari po ay ang pastor po ay hindi po siya tumigil upang hanapin ang kanyang tupa. Siya po ay patuloy na naghanap at nang makita niya po ito ay natuwa po siya.
And when the man in the story, he finds the sheep, interesting, just to say, you bad sheep, you're lost and you deserve to be there. No.
Nung nakita niya po nga niya ito, hindi niya po ito sinabihan na ikaw na masamang tupa. Kaya ka nawala dahil sa ikay pasaway.
What does the shepherd do? He picks the sheep up, he puts it on his shoulders, and he carries the sheep back home.
At ang unang ginawa po ng pastor ay kanya po itong hinagkan at kinarga at kanya po itong dinala pauwi ng kanilang bahay.
But that's not all that the shepherd does. What else does the shepherd do? He picks the sheep up. But what else does he do?
Ano pa po ba ang ginawa ng pastor at sa tupa? Hindi lamang po ito'y kargahin at iuwi sa baka nilang bahay. Ano pa po ba ang kanyang ginawa?
Well, it says that the shepherd rejoices. The shepherd is very happy when he finds the lost sheep.
At nung nabasa po natin, ang pastor po ay natuwa. At siya po ay tuwang-tuwa nung nakita niya po ang kanyang nawawalang tupa.
And so this story about the shepherd and the sheep is really more than just a story.
At ang istorya tungkol po sa shepherd o sa pastor at sa tupa ay hindi lamang po isang simpleng istorya. Ito po ay may kahulugan.
It is really a picture. The story is really the Lord Jesus seeking out lost sinners so that they can be saved, so that they can be rescued.
Ito po yung istorya hindi lamang po sa mga nawawalang tupa upang iuwi sa bahay. Ngunit ito po yung tungkol sa isa ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo na siya po ay naghahanap ng mga nawawalang makasalanan. Ang mga makasalanan na kailangan ng sagipin at ng kaligtasan.
We read in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, the Son of Man, that is the Lord Jesus, is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
At nabasa po natin sa Luke 19 and 10, ng tao ay naparito upang hanapin ang mga at iligtas ang mga nawawala.
That is why the Lord Jesus left heaven and came to this earth. It was to seek the lost sinner.
Kaya nga po ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo ay nagkatawang tao at pumunta sa mundong ito upang hanapin at sagipin ang mga taong nawawala.
And if the Lord Jesus was going to save the sinner, if he was going to seek the sinner, he had to come from heaven to earth, and that is why he came.
At kung ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo ay naparito upang iligtas ang mga tao, siya po ay manggagaling sa kalangit papunta dito sa mundong ito. At yan po ang rason ng kanyang pagpunta dito.
And so today, if you are in your sins, if you have never been saved, the Lord Jesus, he is seeking, he is looking, he is moving things in your life so that you could be saved.
At kung kayo po sa araw na pong ito ay kayo po ay naghahanap, kayo po ay nawawala, ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ay naparito upang kayo'y iligtas sa inyong mga kasalanan.
And so then the last thing that we're going to look about the Lord Jesus is not only did he come to seek and to save, that's what we have in Luke 19 and 10.
Ating pong Atin pong tinitingnan nga po na kung bakit ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay hindi lamang po nandito upang hanapin at kayo'y iligtas.
In John chapter 10 and verse 11, we read these words. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
At sa nabasa nga po natin sa salita na sinulat ni Juan sa John 10 and 11, na ako ang mabuting pastor, ibinibigay ng mabuting pastor ang kanyang buhay sa mga tupa.
I told you the story about my dog. Well, I didn't have to lay down my life to save my dog. I had to take her to the vet, and I was able to save her life.
At sinabi nga po na ni Teacher Daryl ang istorya tungkol sa kanyang aso. Hindi niya po kailangan ibigay ang kanyang buhay para sa kanyang aso. Ngunit ang ginawa po niya ay dinala niya ito sa veterinaryo upang sanggipin ang kanyang buhay, buhay ng aso.
I suppose some people might lay down, might give their life for their pets. I wouldn't.
Maaring may mga sa atin na ibibigay ang buhay sa mga alaga nating hayop, ngunit hindi na po natin kailangan gawin ito.
And maybe I would give my life for one of my children, and maybe even more so for one of my grandchildren, but there's a question about that.
At maaring ibigay ng ating Panginoong Isus ay nang na Teacher Daryl. We're going. Ni Teacher Daryl ang buhay niya sa kanyang mga anak o maaaring sa kanyang mga apo. Ngunit may katanungan dito.
But when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, He was willing to give His life so that you and I could be saved.
Ngunit sa buhay po o sa panahon na kung saan nandito po ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo, ay kanya pong ibinigay ang kanyang buhay upang sagipin o mailigtas tayo.
And in fact, not only did the Lord Jesus give His life, but that is the only way that we could be saved, is by His death on the cross.
At ang katunayan nga po, sa katunayan ay hindi lamang po niya siya naparito, ngunit ibinigay niya po ang kanyang buhay dahilan na yan lamang po ang maaaring mangyari upang tayo'y mailigtas sa ating mga kasalanan.
So the Lord Jesus, He suffered, He died on the cross for your sin and for my sin.
So ang Panginoong Jesucristo nga po, siya po ay napako sa krus at siya ay namatay upang tayo'y sagapin sa ating mga kasalanan, sa aking kasalanan at sa inyong kasalanan.
So we've learned that the Lord Jesus was and is full of compassion.
So ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo po, napag-aralan po natin na siya po ay punong-puno ng awa at ng habag.
He did something about it. He left earth, heaven and came to earth.
At siya po'y may ginawa. Siya po ay umalis sa kanyang kaharian sa langit at siya'y naparito sa lupa.
Remember this verse in Luke 19, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
At ating pong pagbulay-bulayan o pag-isipan na ang anak ng tao ay naparito upang hanapin at iligtas ang nawala.
And then the last verse, I am the good shepherd. Not me. This is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
At nabasa po natin sa huling ating binasa sa John 10 and 11, na ako ang mabuting pastor, ibinibigay ng mabuting pastor ang kanyang buhay sa mga nawawalang tupa.
He came to save us.
At siya po ay Nandito upang tayo iligtas.
Oh yeah, and one thing I forgot. If, when we are saved, you know what the shepherd does? He rejoices.
At kung tayo po ay nailigtas o naligtas, siya po ay matutuwa or magkakaroon ng kagalakan.
When a sinner realizes that they need to be saved and they put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is great joy in heaven.
Kung ang sangpong makasalanan ay kanya pong makikita or malalaman, mapag-iisipan or makakamtan ng kaligtasan na ibinigay ng ating Panginoon Hesus, ay magkakaroon po ng kaligayahan or pagdiriwang sa kalangitan.
And so that's the message about the shepherd and the sheep. He came to seek and to save. He came to give his life.
At yan po ang mensahe ng isang pastor sa kanyang mga tupa. Siya po ay naparito upang tayo'y hanapin at ibigay ang kanyang buhay upang tayo'y mailigtas.
So thank you for listening, and now we will pray. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we think of the one who is the good shepherd. He is still seeking lost sheep. There are still lost sheep being found, and we pray that even today that some young, maybe some older, would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the true shepherd, the Savior, the one who seeks them. So we'd ask for thy blessing today and give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.